Well, more now on the new coalition blueprint announced yesterday, designed to demonstrate unity following open disagreements between New Zealand First and Labour on policies including the refugee quota and employment law changes. National says the move is little more than a photo op, which failed to paper over the cracks in the coalition. And the party leader Simon Bridges says it does nothing to dispel the idea that Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters is the one who wields real power. But Mr. Peters was forthright in his praise of Jacinda Ardern when we spoke to him earlier.
I think she's doing a superb job with the greatest respect. And I just wish some people in the press gallery and the media would stop lecturing her when they know nothing about leadership, and she clearly does. That's why she's there.
Leader of the Opposition and indeed Leader of the National Party is Simon Bridges. He's in the Auckland studio. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
What is wrong with the government doing this and laying out their roadmap?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, effectively, though, what you've got is them in damage control. That's why they've done it. It's a forced display of unity.
Why do you say it's damage control?
Well, because they've had a shambolic few weeks. I think there's a consensus amongst the commentators, actually, that if you look back last week, probably the worst in the government's nearly a year in office. And the few before that were pretty bad as well. Certainly, I haven't seen anything like it in my decade in Parliament. But then you come to what she said, what you've called the plan, and the Prime Minister calls the plan. The reality of it is there's simply nothing new in it. It's a very high-level platitudes that, frankly, I could sign up to almost in their entirety. And I think most New Zealanders
could.
Well,
you say there's nothing new, Mr. Bridges, but there was the Super Gold Card. Wasn't that new?
I've heard that many times.
Oh.
Winston Peters has talked about that ad infinitum. They've been quite clear about their policy in relation to that issue.
But there was more specifics around it, wasn't there?
They mentioned it. I defy you to find more than a sentence on that in the speech. And the reality is, look, what you've got there is a situation that is so high level, is so platitudinous, because they do disagree on so much. Because ultimately, Jacinda Ardern knows that she needs to have Winston Peters sign off on everything that she does. And look, don't take it from
isn't
me.
That,
look at that.
Though,
look at the cabinet
Mr. Bridges,
documents.
Though, isn't that, though, how the coalition government works? That you all have to agree?
Well, that is, of course, the claim by the Prime Minister and Winston Peters that this is the first true NMP
government. But isn't that how it works?
Government. No, it's a nonsense to say that. It's frankly insulting to every government under MMP that's
Why?
Gone before. But what you've got here is a situation where they say now, actually we're not allowed to say it's Labour-led. Well, all of the others, we've been clear, National-led, Labour-led. I think that proves the point that Winston Peters believes he runs the roost. He effectively has a presidential veto on everything goes on. And there's many, many areas that demonstrate that point, from refugees through law and order. You'll know the list.
Winston Peters, in his interview with us earlier, said that your criticism was mindless.
Well, of course he'd say that. I mean, we know Winston Peters of old, don't we? And the way and his style of politics. But I come back to two points.
So do you think that's just an insult?
Well, of course it is. I mean, that's what he's saying, and good for him. But let's come back to two facts that prove him wrong. Number one, we can no longer in Parliament, according to Winston Peters, and I think the Speaker, refer to a Labour-led government. Number two, in this rah-rah speech yesterday, full of platitudes, what did the documents release say? Well, actually, in the end, they didn't release all of the documents because they can't get agreement in the coalition on what they're doing. That's why it was so high level.
You referred also to this speech as being like a TED talk. Why was that?
Because ultimately what it had was style over substance. It was, you know, in the style of that TED talk, it was a bit like, frankly, an iPhone launch without the iPhone.
Was that just because Jacinda Ardern was standing on her own on a bare stage and not standing behind a lectern?
No, it becomes entirely down to the points really I've made. Ultimately here, it was so high level It was so platitudinous, there was nothing real in terms of nearly a year in, a detailed plan and actions for New Zealanders to grab a hold of on things that actually matter, whether it's economic downturn, rising cost of living going higher than wages at the moment, things of real concern, but that weren't even addressed substantively in this
speech.
The
ACT Party also described it as a TED Talk. Was that coordinated?
No, I haven't talked to David Seymour about the speech.
Why not? Because ACT's potentially a coalition partner for you.
Well, because it's a different party and Sunday afternoons are pretty busy, Susie. I was involved in quite a bit of media on this and also a protest in relation to a cancelled road in the Bay of Plenty.
So that wasn't coordinated at all between National and ACT?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I think it had the hallmarks of that. I think the more searing criticism, frankly, is that in terms of what happened here, there were media interviews that were cancelled. The Prime Minister was seeking to go beyond that, to an audience selected that had vetted and pre-prepared patsy questions for her, and then actually a question and answer session with the media, those who represent the public of New Zealand, that was cut very short.
You're making a lot about the lack of unity within the coalition, but what about within National? What about within your party? Can you claim to have 100% support considering the inquiry into the leak of your travel expenses?
Sure, absolutely. I know I have incredibly strong support that National is as unity, unified and energised as we have ever been in Parliament, frankly. But here's the deal, Susie. Look, if ultimately, and we don't know, and we just got to let the process wheedle its way through, it is a National Party MP or staffer that has leaked this, I will be incredibly disappointed. And I tell you what, my colleagues in Parliament will be as well.
Thank you very much. Simon Bridges, National Party leader in the Auckland studio.